Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So the list of challengers vying for the Senate seat of Democrat Dianne Feinstein is getting longer. Congressman Adam Schiff announced this morning he's putting his hat in the ring, joining Katie Porter, also a congressperson from Southern California. Feinstein, holding the seat they're likely vying for, hasn't said she's not running yet. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by insider Phil Matier. She may not have commented on this, Phil, but it's obvious that everybody else thinks she's vulnerable and is vulnerable for the next election cycle.
Yeah, I don't know if it's vulnerable or just it's inevitable. You know, Eric, it's this, there's fears of vulnerability, and then there's just the inevitability. And the inevitability is that she's 89 years old, and she's not going to be up for another six-year term. Now, there's, you know, a certain amount of protocols about when you announce you're not and things like that, because basically you don't want to be a lame duck. But, you know, the other birds in the herd are saying, you know, it's time to get serious about this upcoming Senate race. It's going to be a big race, and we got to get out there and start moving. The first one to do it, as you noted, was Katie Porter, a progressive Democrat from the Southland. Another one considering is Barbara Lee, our East Bay congressman up here, in the woman up here in the Bay Area. But now Adam Schiff, who is actually instantly sort of becomes the front runner in the group, announced this morning. He said he spoke with Feinstein, and now he's ready to hop in.
What does he have going for him?
Well, he's got a couple of things. First off, his name ID. All right, at least among Democrats. I mean, none of these people, Barbara Lee, Katie Porter, Adam Schiff, is exactly up there with Arnold Schwarzenegger or Dianne Feinstein as far as, or Gavin Newsom, as fine as everybody knows who they are. But he is known in Democratic circles and in, you know, Republican circles as for his role in the Intelligence Committee and his blasting of Trump and his work on the impeachment of Donald Trump. So he became a national sort of figure and spokesperson. He also parlayed that into a nice, hefty reelection fundraiser drive that netted him something like $25 million to run again for Congress just this past 2022. Now, the thing was, he was in a very safe Democratic area, so he didn't need to spend that money. So he's got about $20 million in his pocket ready to run for Senate, and that's far more than Katie Porter or any of the other candidates so far have. So he's got a money advantage, he's got a certain name advantage, and that's how you want to start a race.
Well, it's logical that this would be the end of Feinstein's career in the Senate. Everything about the list we've gone to is logical, but you still have to get the announcement from her. And is there still some wiggle room there for her?
You know, Eric, I think what everybody is, there's wiggle room. It's the wiggle on how you want to exit. It's just not there right now. I talked to her friends, her supporters. Everybody is saying it's just get through these 2 years. As a matter of fact, there were questions about whether she was going to make it in the final years. But, you know, and she stepped back from a lot of Senate committees. But the Senate's based on seniority, and there's some things that she wants to get for California, and she's going to push for them. So I don't think anybody's going to try to push her out. It's going to be interesting. And, you know, maybe tomorrow when we have Willie Brown with us, we should ask for his take on this race and Feinstein's future.
I can't wait for that. Thanks so much. That's KCBS insider Phil Matier.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.